Welcome to today's quarterly stakeholder update. This is the second time, shorter format, because we know many of you listen to these recordings in your own time. There will also be a Q&A webinar on December 7 where you can ask questions on this report. These updates are part of our broader ongoing efforts to continue to be transparent, accountable, accessible, and engaging. These efforts include executive team Q&A sessions at ICANN public meetings, the CEO report to the board, and of course the accountability indicators. In this update, you'll learn about a few highlights from the quarter ending September 30th, which is ICANN's first quarter of the 2018 financial year. Our chairman, Shirin Chalabi, will talk on behalf of the ICANN board, and I will cover an executive summary on the rest of the report. So let's get started. First, organization operations and finances. We saw slower funding in our first quarter with lower domain name registration than planned for by $1 million. We believe that the FY18 funding could remain flat compared to last year instead of a small growth budgeted. However, the good thing is there is plenty of time to mitigate this. At the same time, we're currently planning for the next 2 years out, FY19 and 20. This is not only because it's good management, but it's also good for you. I know many of you want to see the bigger picture of ICANN's budget and plan work. That means that you'll get 2 years of projections and plan work to review when these documents go out for public comment in January. Another reason we're taking a longer-term view is that you may be aware what's in our current expenses is a result from previous decisions from the ICANN community, and therefore they can't be changed on a short notice. We are working on making it easier for the community to review our longer-term plans. In terms of our financial position for the first quarter of the financial year, so far this year we have spent $6 million less than budget. The reason for this is that we have not yet done some of the planned projects for this quarter, which are expected to happen later in this year. But we also, as I previously said, have $1 million less in funding, which is a net result in an effect of $5 million under budget. You can see the full financial report starting on slide 30. Internally, I'm also working on improving the organization's efficiency. Just one thing we did was to understand who is working or not on what within the organization to avoid any overlaps so we can better support the community. We also posted our FY17 annual report. In accordance with the post-transition bylaws, this report is now required to be from the board. The audited financial statements were also posted. Lastly, I invite you to review the latest data on the accountability indicators, which shows in more details how the organization is making progress against ICANN's strategic objectives that you set. Last quarter, we also decided to postpone the root zone key signing key rollover, as we found out that a significant number of resolvers used by the Internet Service Providers, ISPs, and network operators are not yet ready for the key rollover. In short, we didn't want to risk a significant number of internet users being negatively impacted by this. Since this decision, we've shared several updates on our website. In October, we published a paper detailing our assessment, which I encourage you to read. We've been working to contact resolver operators and determine exact readiness, which isn't always an easy or straightforward thing to do. We will continue to keep the community updated on our efforts and progress. I would now like to cover a few highlights from the Global Domains Division update. We launched our new naming services portal for the new GLT applicants to streamline the way business is conducted with ICANN as registry operators. This was a huge effort, and I'm pleased to have seen it launched. We also developed and reintroduced content for domain name registrants, providing one easy location for registrants to learn more about their rights and responsibilities as domain name owners. Lastly, we also publicized a statistical report from the domain name system abuse in generic top-level domains, as requested by the Competition, Consumer Trust, and Consumer Choice Review Team. The study measures common forms of abuse activities in the domain name systems such as spam, phishing, and malware distribution. You can learn more about the findings by viewing the study. Please see slides 21 to 25 for the full GDD report. Next, I want to touch on a very important topic for ICANN. The four-letter acronym I'm sure you heard a lot, GDPR, which of course stands for General Data Protection Regulation. This is a very high priority for ICANN.org, for the community, and for the board. There was a lot of productive community discussions during ICANN 60 on GDPR, and I wanted to take a moment to share where we are now. We also posted a recent blog where you can find more details about what was discussed at ICANN 60, and there's a lot, so I encourage you to review it. At ICANN 60, we listened to the discussions and captured questions that were posed by the community. We will provide those questions along with the questions based on our own understanding of the issues to the Hamilton Law Firm to help them inform the next iteration of their legal assessment. As a part of this, we will ask Hamilton to tailor and supplement the question as needed to help us to understand the scope of this assessment. I encourage you to review a list of those questions here. The next phase of Hamilton will clarify possible models for compliance with all parties. As noted in our contractual compliance statement on November 2nd, we strongly encourage contracted parties to submit their models so we can also share with them Hamilton to incorporate in the follow-up legal analysis. Other stakeholders in the community may also propose models to be considered as a part of the discussion. This feedback is essential to helping inform next steps and how to move forward, including finding a model or models that will fulfill obligation for both GDPR and ICANN compliance. We'll provide additional information, including detailed guidance regarding the process and its ability as it evolves. To submit a model, email globalsupport@ICANN.org. On a related note, I'm encouraged to know that various contracted parties are discussing the possibility of aligning models prior to the submission. We commend this effort. Fewer models will ease the impact on end users and operational process for all of us, including the contracted parties themselves. We will continue to engage with the multi-stakeholder community, including data protection authorities and other parties, including law enforcement and the intellectual property community. This is an ongoing and complex issue as we prepare for the regulation to take effect next May. We understand there is more work to be done, including understanding the precise impact of the GDPR on ICANN's contracts. Let's keep the lines of communication open and work together towards a solution. Let's switch gears now and review the policy update. In the policy world, there's always a lot going on. Here's a highlight by the numbers to give you a sense of the immense work and hours spent developing ICANN policies, which is a testament to the multi-stakeholder community doing its hard work. The Generic Name Supporting Organization, or GNSO, adopted 8 resolutions and currently has 9 policy development processes underway. The Country Code Name Supporting Organization, or CCNSO, adopted 27 resolutions and has 3 policy activities underway. You can view the full policy update from slide 15 in the report. Now, let's take a look at the regional spotlight for the quarter. We held our second Eastern European DNS Forum in Minsk, Belarus, in October, which was focused on technical and security issues due to the high demand in the region. We had about 160 participants from 5 countries in the region, which were encouraging to see. We also did GAC capacity buildings. In the Middle East, at ICANN 60 marked our first public meeting in the Gulf region. We also held a parallel event, a government advisory committee capacity building workshop during ICANN 60 and had 57 participants, mostly Middle East GAC representatives and newcomers. And speaking of ICANN 60, we had over 1,900 attendees and about 325 sessions. I can understand with this number of sessions we have, the amount of pressure on the community and amount of competing session, which is why we also record all the sessions. It's hard work for all of you. I was also very encouraged to see 63 fellowship alumni, 15 participants in the NextGen program, and 704 newcomers. That is quite remarkable, and I'm always impressed with how many newcomers we have at ICANN meetings. We have to continue our work so not only people come to a public meeting for the first time, but also stay engaged. This is important to assist stability and the multi-stakeholder community. It was also our annual general meeting, which meant many board members and community leaders ended their terms, and we welcome in new members and leaders. And we all bid farewell to Steve Crocker and honored his service to the board and to the internet overall, and welcome Shireen Chalabi as the new chair. And Shireen will give today's board update. Over to you, Shireen.
Thank you, Joran, for that update. In the past few weeks, I posted three blogs. The first was about the board activities and priorities for fiscal year 2018. The second was about the integrity screening of all board members. And the third blog was about my thoughts on the latest board workshop that took place in Abu Dhabi and some aspects of ICANN 60. If you have not already, I encourage you to read them. You can find them on ICANN.org. Shortly after ICANN 60, some board members flew to Singapore to attend the 100th meeting of the Internet Engineering Task Force, IETF. One of the board's objectives is to increase its engagement with ICANN's global technical community and with its sister ISTAR organizations. The board is keen to reach out, listen to key issues of concerns, and communicate openly and transparently. In this regard, last year we have individually and collectively stepped up our engagement with these communities, and the response from them has been positive. In November also, other board members joined an ICANN org delegation and flew to New Delhi in India to participate in the Global Conference on Cyberspace, GCCS 2017. ICANN's participation in such events has two objectives. The first objective is to follow up on global thematic issues relating to internet governance, such as cybersecurity, privacy and data protection, and jurisdiction. And the second objective is to have an opportunity to address any misconceptions that might exist or arise about ICANN's role in connection with these global issues. In spite of travel commitments, board activities continued unabated in the month of November. Today, therefore, I wish to update you on some of those activities. As you can imagine, compliance with General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR, continues to be a major priority. The board's caucus on GDPR met to discuss progress since ICANN 60, as Joran has briefed you earlier in his quarterly stakeholder updates. The community discussions at ICANN 60 were very productive, and I'd like to encourage continued exchanges as we address near-term GDPR compliance issues, recognizing that this does not replace the community's policy development work. Another topic on which we have recently focused our attention is the community's work on the new independent review process, IRP. The board considers the completion of supplemental rules and the cooperative engagement process, as well as the establishment of an IRP standing panel, to be a priority, and look forward to continued developments from the community on these. With regard to the Security, Stability and Resilience Second Review, SSR2, the board, whilst in Abu Dhabi, sent a note to the leaders of the supporting organizations and advisory committees confirming that it stands ready to assist in any way to resume the SSR2 review. This is why the board's caucus on SSR2 review met in the past 10 days and agreed to send a follow-up note to the SO and AC leaders reiterating its offer of assistance. The board's compensation committee also met in November and work on the assessment of the CEO's performance for the first half of fiscal 2018. The board will vote at its 13th December meeting on a resolution for the payment of the at-risk component of the CEO's compensation based on that assessment. I am sure you'll not be surprised to hear that planning is already underway for the next board workshop, which will take place in Los Angeles in early February 2018. The planning team met a couple of times and developed a first draft of the list of topics that we intend to cover at that workshop. These topics include updates on GDPR, updates on the policy development process, PDP, for curative rights protection mechanisms, updates on the PDP for the use of geographical names as top-level domains, and updates on the progress of the community's second work stream, WS2, for enhancing ICANN's accountability. Furthermore, we intend to review the board's draft response to the advice received from the Governmental Advisory Committee in its Abu Dhabi communique. And we will take an in-depth look at ICANN financials, in particular this year's performance to date against budget and next year's FY19 draft budget. Finally, the planning team recommends that in Los Angeles, the board resume its discussion on long-term financial planning and on the strategy for strengthening the resilience and stability of the L route that is operated by ICANN.org. I hope I was able to give you an additional insight into the board's work during November. Next month, several board members, jointly with ICANN.org, will be attending the Internet Governance Forum in Geneva, Switzerland, from 18th to 21st December. In closing, I want to say a few words in support of registrants in areas hit by natural disasters. I hope you have seen ICANN's recent announcement that approved Hurricane Maria and other similar natural disasters as extenuating circumstances. Registrars now have the flexibility to extend the registration renewal period for registrants in affected areas. We hope that registries will support this action and that registrars will consider this option when reviewing renewal delinquencies from these regions. There is undoubtedly a need to protect registrants when they are unable to renew their domains as a result of natural disasters or other extenuating circumstances. The board, therefore, encourages the community to consider this topic during policy development discussions. On behalf of the board, I want to particularly extend our best wishes to Puerto Rico, its neighboring countries, and other areas devastated by recent natural disasters, and hope they continue to recover. We look forward to seeing many of our friends and colleagues at ICANN 61 in the Puerto Rican capital of San Juan next March. Please note that you can find the full report that went with today's update on the ICANN website at ICANN.org/quarterly reports. Thank you.